Jesse and Jules. This is Hit.
Good morning. It's just gone 8 o'clock for your Friday.
Oh, what is up? Are you excited for GTM? I'm not talking about Jesse and I because Jesse decided to put his birthday party on the same weekend as GTM.
It was the only one I could get free. We're in Kalgoorlie next weekend. We're in Albany last weekend.
I know, but it's GTM.
Anyway, just so you know,
that's how much I love you, all right? Okay. I dropped GTM so I would go to Perth for your birthday.
Thank you.
Better be lit. That's all I'm talking about. Because I'll tell you what, we'll be lit. GTM this weekend has sold out in Bunbury.
It's massive demand for tickets.
Literally, I reckon it's only because of this girl.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Doo-doo. Yeah, she's only 17 years old. We're talking about Billie Eilish. Now, when I first heard her name, I thought it was eyelash. Mm. I remember you saying, I was like, oh, is it eyelash? I thought it was eyelash. Now, this girl is absolutely incredible. She did perform at Coachella and all the stars, like all artists, including Katy Perry, even her partner, like Orlando Bloom, all turned out to Coachella just to watch her on stage.
She's a bit of an enigma. Like, she is only 17 years old and she's already insanely successful.
If you haven't seen her film clip to Bad Guy, check it out. It is just such, like, visual art, literally. What she does with her music
super
and her
artistic
videos,
yeah,
blows your mind. Anyway, check this out. Now, she obviously has grown up in the golden age of streaming, right? She's actually, I've read something that said she is the first artist born in the 21st century to hit the charts peak and then to return to number one just a month later. So she's releasing all that music.
Yeah.
Now, 1 billion mark she reached in the streaming when she didn't even drop the full-length project. Like, so she hadn't dropped her full album. She had reached the 1 billion mark of streaming. As of now, it is at 3.79 billion streams alone in the U.S. alone. That is not even worldwide.
That is full on for
17 years of age. Anyway, enjoy yourself tomorrow at GTM. Be safe.
Yeah.
Like Jesse said earlier, Abby, don't go too hard, girl.
My little sister going, you behave yourself right, young lady.
Yes. Anyone, if you've met anyone, call Abby. Look after her. Thank you.
Now, hits.com.au.
Oh, get ready to book some flights, peeps, because there is an island that you can fly to that is full of dogs and puppies.
Really?
Yes. It's in the Caribbean. It's on a Caribbean island. Mm. And literally, these guys are rescued sheltered dogs.
Yeah, right.
So they're dogs that have been rescued. But what they've done is they've put them on the island. And when you go and stay on the island, everything that you pay for, whatever, helps look after these beautiful dogs and puppies.
Someone put me on an island.
I know. What for? You want cuddles?
I just want to go live on an island.
Oh, I thought you...
I mean, the cuddles are a bonus.
I thought you were just wanting to be like, you know, all these Instagram models coming over.
That
to
too.
Try and
I don't
get,
have a problem with that.
Get those posts. I mean, what a great idea, because I think everyone's like sick of going to the Bahamas where those pigs are on
the pig island. Yeah.
The pig island. Yep. Now there is an island that is full of puppies you can go and get your cuddle on. And I mean, why not? Especially if you're trying to boost your Insta.
Yeah.
Because, as you all know, I have a boxer called Moose.
Yeah.
6 months old, right? Without a doubt, every time I post a photo of Moose, my likes go through like to the hundreds.
Mm.
Just because he's so bloody cute.
People love the
anyway,
dogs.
Anyway, he turned 6 months the other day and I posted a photo. Went through the roof. Mm. Can barely crack 11 likes on photos of selfie photos of myself.
Whatever.
Post my little Moose. Goes through the hundreds. Anyway, I'm going to post a photo on our Instagram, Hit FM WA on Instagram, just to show the progress of just how big he's gotten in 6 months. It is next level.
Now I understand why girls always use that puppy dog face filter.
Yeah!
Get the best of both worlds, right?
Pretty sure the puppy dog filter's vanished from Snapchat now.
Oh, has it? Certainly
Don't
hasn't
know.
Vanished from a lot of display pictures I see around the place.
On Tinder.
Maybe.
Oh, if you don't want to find out what else is trending, hit.com.au.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With
Jesse and Jules.
Time to get a little bit motivational. Bit of hard truths going into the weekend.
Yeah,
something
I like
you might
it.
Need to hear. And mine... I feel like I'm going to be a little bit responsible this morning.
Are you?
Yeah. Only because this comes from
experience.
You're
always responsible. What are you talking about?
No, this is, yeah, well, you'll see what I mean, okay?
Okay.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but don't go too hard this weekend.
Oh, go away, Dad.
I know.
Stop it.
But I tell you why. So GTM is on this weekend, yes. And my little sister is coming down for it, and I'm not going to be there, right?
All right. Cancel your plans.
I know, and this
is
the thing.
No, if you're not going to cancel your plans, I'm cancelling mine. I'm going to GTM with your sister.
And I'm just like, and she's like, mate, it's fine. Like, I'll be totally sweet. And I'm just like, oh, no, but, like, you just have to be really careful. Like, all those times that my parents told me, you need to be careful, stressing out on me. And now I'm like, because she's only just turned 18.
Yep.
So I'm just like, oh, just be really careful.
You keep your plans. I'll go and look after her. Seriously.
Good. I mean, if she gets into trouble, you're going to be more help than me.
This is not like I don't know who need to hear this. Abby, this is for you.
This is for
Abby,
you.
Abby, don't go too hard this weekend, and I'm backing him up on this one, girl.
You behave yourself. All right. What do you got for
mine's relationship-y, as always. I don't know who needs to hear this, but you lived without him before. You can do it again. There was a B word after that, but I thought I would leave it out because, you know, it's radio.
Yeah.
Little ears are listening. But, I mean, it's true. Sometimes when you, break up from a relationship, especially if they dump you, it can be quite hard. And you feel
it.
That, you know, you can't move on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't want you to sit and let all that sink in. But keep going, girlfriend.
You got this.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
What words do you always spell incorrectly?
Mm.
And this is after, obviously, the $50 note. The new $50 note that has been printed had the word responsibility spelled incorrectly on it.
Responsibility.
They missed out the I, and there's 400 million $50 notes that have been printed with that error on there, which is crazy. But, I mean, easy to do.
Yeah, well, hard to find, though, as well. Like, it was in such tiny little text.
Sounds like the guy who found it maybe
doing a little bit dodgy.
Counterfeiting. I don't know. Could be just interested in notes. Who knows?
But I feel like you're right. It is easy. We make spelling mistakes all the time. We're so reliant on autocorrect. Mm. It even happened on our show a little while ago. We were playing Scar Wars.
Yeah.
And Christine called up.
Oh.
And she was trying to give us hints as to where she got this scar from.
Yeah.
No, I used to cuddle them, so that's a really good clue.
Oh, did you get a tick from the cat?
It starts with S.
She said it starts with S. We couldn't figure out what she picked up from this cat until she revealed to us that it was this.
Sorry, I thought
three
you said
times the size of a baked bean.
I thought you said it started with an
minus
S.
The sauce,
that's what
obviously.
It threw me.
It was a cyst.
Oh, done.
literally. Oh, my God, you got a Dr. Pimple Popper to get it out?
Yeah.
I lost it. I couldn't deal. I had to leave the studio after that. That was awesome, though.
Yeah, I mean, and she's actually commented on our Facebook saying cyst again.
So we do have this up on our Facebook. A lot of, sorry if anyone's eating at the moment, but diarrhea. Oh, I can never spell it.
No.
Every time I go to write it. And decision, I'm so glad I'm not the only one. But Clint said on there, people always spell his name incorrectly. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Weird. Know. Anyway, if you have your say, jump onto our Facebook, hit WA, and tell us what word you always spell incorrectly.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Amanda from Meriden, who would you like to go with this morning, Jesse or myself?
I'll go with Jesse.
Oh, sweet
perfect.
As.
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much, because we all know I'm pretty smart.
She's won
when
a lot of them, Amanda.
Pop?
Is that why you chose me?
No, just random.
Cool. All right, ready to go. Question number one. The romantic drama stars Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Jesse. The Notebook.
Correct, Amanda.
Oh.
Amanda.
Never seen it.
Is your phone working?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Are you still there? Did you know that question?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Get ready. Do you know your cricket?
I love it.
All right. In cricket, the Ashes are played between which two countries?
Jesse.
Amanda.
England and Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm off to a fly here, Amanda.
You can hear how devo I am about all this. All right. Multiple question, people. How many noses does a slug have?
Oh.
Amanda.
Oh.
Oh, she's gone. Okay.
Oh, do you want me to... can I give her the multiple choice? Give it. Let her have a go. 1, 4, or 2?
4.
Correct.
Wow, 4.
Don't ask me where they're located.
Okay, score check.
Okay, Jesse 2, Amanda 1. Okay. Number 4, Peru is in which continent?
Amanda.
Amanda.
South America.
Yeah, girl. Oh, she's coming back. Oh, she's coming back. Now, this one is a multiple choice. This will be the decider for that $150 voucher to spend at Pan Pacific in Perth. Wait for the multiple choice.
Okay.
What year was Coca-Cola created?
Oh.
A, 1892. B, 1882. C, 1982.
Amanda.
Okay, Amanda. For the money, for the voucher, what is it? A, B, or C?
1882.
Oh, no, what is it?
Jesse.
All right, Jesse, if you stuff this one up.
B.
That was what Amanda said.
Oh, A.
You got it. 1892 is the correct answer. That was the year that Coca-Cola was created. Amanda!
Thank you for playing,
girlfriend,
Amanda.
You were so close.
I know.
I'll tell you what.
So far.
Babe, I'll throw you a pink CD, Hurts to Be Human, her new album.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Stick around, that one will be back on Monday. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Dirty before 6:30.
Now, these are the stories that are just a touch more adult, so they're early in the show, away from little ears. Now, this one is a little bit different. This is adult because it deals with illegal substances.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, over in the States, there's a few places that have legalized marijuana, right?
Yeah.
Denver in Colorado was one of the, Denver, the state of Denver was one of the first places, I think back in like 2012, right? They yesterday...
To legalize it?
Yeah. They yesterday had a vote on whether to do a similar process with a thing called psilocybin, which most people probably know better as magic mushrooms.
Hi.
Yeah. And so last time they did this, started in 2005 with the marijuana thing, ended in 2012. Like legalizing, right?
Yeah.
They're starting a similar process. The vote just passed yesterday.
For magic mushrooms?
For magic mushrooms.
Wait,
over
okay.
In...
But when they, like, to legalize marijuana was like, is it not for medicinal purposes?
So that is the thing. In the States, a lot of places used it for medicinal purposes, but that because kind of started the movement, I guess, towards it, to kind of unrestricting it. And to be fair, Australia does now have medicinal marijuana uses as well, but...
Only in some areas, though, right?
And it's quite... Like, since they allowed it, only 3,000 prescriptions have been done, and that was, like, in a year's time.
Right,
so it's pretty... I think it's pretty limited in its use.
So what's their reason for bringing magic mushrooms into, like, to,
I don't
to be
know.
Legalized?
I don't know where the push has come from, but the thing that I wanted to focus on that I think is cool about this, right, is that what it does is in... Because it's like, this is where the push kind of came from America and we kind of came off the back of that. What this one does is that it stops magic mushrooms in the US being what they call a Schedule 1 drug. And that means that they're allowed to test it for medicinal purposes and start doing research on it. And this has actually been shown to help with anxieties and depression.
Really?
But not in a drug you up for the rest of your life kind of way. But in a rehabilitation kind of way.
Right.
So that it can help you get over it and then move on.
Right.
Which is really, really
intriguing.
So kind
of like a bit of a Kickstarter, like how they do...
Yeah, it's kind of like a therapeutic kind of thing. Well, and this is like, I'm not a scientist, but it's really interesting that it shows promise in that. The point of this whole thing is that that's going to free up researchers to actually go down this route. And so it'll be really interesting to see what comes from this, because it seems as though... Denver seems to be kind of setting the trend for this kind of stuff now.
I missed my career. I should have went and bloody became a researcher. Seriously, tried out those magic mushrooms.
I don't think you get to try your own stuff.
Oh,
you
don't you?
You don't get to research on yourself.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Who are they trying on? I don't know. I'm one of those people that are like, I'm one of those people that when it comes to that kind of stuff, it'll be me that it kills, you know? Yeah. So I've never had a magic mushroom.
And it is still very much illegal in Australia, I should point out.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
I can't believe what I'm reading this morning.
Mm.
You know Offset?
Yes.
Cardi B's husband? He got shot at last night.
Like, with a gun?
In a drive-by.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. And Dee McCarthy is on the phone right now to fill us in with what the hell happened. What is going on, babe?
Drama.com, drama, hashtag drama. I cannot even breathe. This story is full on. Last night, Offset, Cardi B's husband, went into a recording studio in Atlanta, he and his entourage. The next thing we know, a car drives past and does a shooting like a drive-by, like in the 90s. Like,
that is crazy.
Taking it all the way back. So here's what happened. So basically they hit three cars with the guns, like they didn't hit Offset. Someone got shot in the leg, although we don't know who. And, yes, we don't really know who that is or what happened there, because they kind of ran away. And then Offset ran out back, and now we're still sort of learning what exactly went down. But basically, they're still trying to find who shot up at Offset.
Now, as you all know, I'm a massive fan of Cardi B's. I'm not a massive fan of Offset. But at the same time, I never want anything to happen to that man because I know it'll ruin Cardi B because she just loves him so much.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So sending him good vibes that he's like.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on, David Beckham has broken some laws. I wish I was a police officer right now.
Oh, I know, right? I would literally, if he was in jail, I'd be like, muck me up and throw away.
Yeah, do we have to wear clothes?
Broken the law and broken our hearts. Here's what happened. He was driving along in London on his phone, his Bentley, and someone took a photo of him, sent it to the police, and he just lost his license for 6 months.
No
way.
So
they wanted to make an example of him. Yeah, 6 months, no license, purely to make an example of him because, you know, they want to, like, the story got out, and they can't act like nothing happened, you know what I mean?
Does he need a chauffeur? Because I feel like Jules is putting a hand up for something.
Absolutely.
I'm doing it for free.
Babe, I'm actually shook that he actually drives himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, I see him around LA a lot. He drives himself around LA.
I see him
all the time.
Oh man,
I'd put my thumb out, try and get a lift.
Dean.
One day, pulled up next to him, and he had a Bentley four-wheel drive, and I was looking at the car, and then I looked, and I'm like, oh, my God. Literally, next to him at the light, literally was David Beckham, and I was like, wow.
Did he look at you? I just want to know.
I love celebrities in the wild.
If he saw you and saw you mouth like, oh, my God, like looking over your sunnies in your convertible.
I was in a four-wheel drive as well, so I don't even know whether he really noticed, but I was like, oh, my God, that's David Beckham.
Babe, you should have raced him. You should have raced him on the green light.
You guys could talk about David Beckham all day. Yeah. Dean, can we just quickly touch on Game of Thrones really quickly? Apparently, someone else was potentially going to play Jon Snow.
Yes, you wouldn't believe it. X-Men star Nicholas Holt, who also was in The Favourite, and he's now the star of Tolkien, the new film that's coming out. He auditioned to play Jon Snow in Game of Thrones, but he said his dodgy hair extensions and fake tan lost him the part.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Can I tell you something about Nicholas Holt? So I interviewed him last night, right?
Yeah.
He is so pretty that I cannot imagine him being Jon Snow. If you want to know what he looks like in the flesh, go to my Instagram, Mr. Dean McCarthy. I posted a photo with him yesterday.
Yes.
He's so pretty.
He is.
Wow. Uncomfortably pretty.
Yeah. he actually is. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, babe. Thanks so much for filling us in this morning. What can we catch up on your show on Sunday?
It's a really huge show. I did a lot of big events in the last 2 weeks. So I've got Ariana Grande, Katy Perry, Gwyneth Paltrow, Scarlett Johansson, Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, on the show.
Man, I am sure.
Biggest show I've ever had. Biggest show I've ever heard of.
Absolutely. And for us, too.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for filling us in.
Thanks, Dean.
Catch you Sunday.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.